All right, so buckle up, because today we are diving deep into Prince Harry's autobiography, Spare.
Oh, this one is juicy.
Yeah, this is not your typical royal tell-all. We're going to go beyond the headlines and unearth those captivating nuggets, you know, the stuff that makes you rethink everything you thought you knew about Harry and the whole royal family.
I think what's so fascinating about this book is how personal it is.
Yes.
It's less like a, historical account
Right.
and more like this raw, unfiltered look into Harry's life,
Yeah.
his struggle, his evolution. It's really like pulling back the curtain on what it means to be
Yeah.
the spare to the heir.
Right from the beginning, Harry just paints these really vivid pictures of his family.
He does.
You know, especially his grandfather, Prince Philip,
Oh, interesting.
the one with that twinkle in his eye.
Yes.
Well, there's this anecdote about him practically demanding everyone grow beards,
Oh,
even
wow.
comparing himself to a Viking.
That sounds like him.
It does, and then it gives you a sense of his personality, just larger than life.
I love that Harry uses these little stories
Yeah.
to kind of show us the family dynamics
Yeah,
at play.
exactly.
He even suggests that his grandfather might have been the like prime cause of his existence, a
Really?
staunch advocate for Diana even before she was a princess.
Wow.
It just makes you think about, the ripple effects, these big personalities, how they
Right.
shaped Harry.
Absolutely. And speaking of family dynamics,
Yes.
the relationship between Harry and William
Oh boy.
is a roller coaster.
It is.
And as you go through the book, you can just sense this shift in their dynamic, especially as Harry starts to question his role in the royal family.
It's interesting. It is.
There's this moment where Harry's describing meeting William
Okay.
for this really intense conversation,
Yeah.
and he compares it to like walking behind his mother's coffin or
Wow.
going into battle.
That's heavy. It's like every interaction carries this weight of their history,
Yeah.
their loss, the
Right.
pressures of,
Their
their
roles.
roles, exactly.
Yeah, it makes you think about how complicated sibling relationships can be, especially in that kind of public setting.
Especially with that much pressure.
Yeah, and you know, Harry talks about his yearning for a place to belong, you know, a true sense of home. That's a recurring theme throughout the book.
It is.
And he even expresses surprise at William's seeming lack of understanding
Really?
about why he ultimately left the UK.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it just makes you think, you know, how much one brother can truly understand the other's experience.
Exactly.
You know what else I found interesting?
What's that?
Harry's way of remembering things.
Okay.
He describes his memory as a soldier assessing a battlefield,
Wow.
like prioritizing personal truth, even amidst, you know, the factual details.
It's a very interesting perspective on memory,
It is.
how it's shaped not just by the facts,
Right.
but also the emotions, the trauma, even family history.
And of course, we can't talk about Harry's story without addressing the loss of his mother, Diana.
Of
The
course.
way he describes learning about the accident, just
I
heartbreaking.
can
You
imagine.
feel that rawness, the initial disbelief, that struggle to process such a monumental loss.
It's a powerful reminder of how personal grief is and how children process trauma differently.
Especially in the public eye.
That image of Harry and William walking behind their mother's coffin.
So young.
So young. Those boys described as shell-shocked.
It's hard to imagine
Is,
to
isn't.
grieve so publicly with the whole world
I
watched.
can't even imagine.
And Harry goes on to describe those crowds. During the funeral procession, the royal standard draped over the coffin.
He doesn't hold back on the details,
He doesn't.
which makes it even more impactful.
Yeah, it's as if he's inviting us to experience that day with him. Not as this like historical event, but as a deeply personal tragedy.
And later on, he talks about how he coped with the loss, finding solace in routine at boarding school,
Okay.
using humor as a shield. It
Right.
just, shows how differently people navigate grief.
Absolutely. And it evolves over time, too.
And he was quite the rebellious student, wasn't he?
Oh, is that right?
Struggling with academics, but thriving in those hands-on experiences. Interesting.
You know what I thought was interesting?
What's that?
He gravitated towards mice and men, but he didn't like classic literature in general.
That's interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes you wonder
Yeah.
what themes in that book kind of spoke to him.
Exactly.
Maybe the search for belonging.
Yeah.
Complex dynamics of loyalty, friendship.
Birthday.
Something to think about.
Yeah. And there's this really captivating moment.
Okay.
Where Harry describes a near-death experience.
Oh, wow.
During a hunting trip in Scotland.
Okay.
And he goes through this traditional blood facial ritual.
Blood facial.
And describes it as like this baptismal feeling.
Interesting.
Like this turning point.
Yeah.
This yearning for something more beyond his royal life.
You can sense that desire to break free.
Yes.
Forge his own path.
And he considers some unconventional options.
Like what?
Like imagine Prince Harry is your ski instructor.
Oh, wow.
Or leading you on a safari.
I mean, it speaks to his adventurous spirit, right?
That's
longing to escape the royal bubble.
But ultimately, he chooses a different path.
He does.
One that leads him to the army.
Mm-hmm.
A place where he could disappear.
Okay.
Find purpose.
Yeah.
He craved that camaraderie.
Right.
The chance to contribute in a meaningful way.
I can see that.
You can almost picture that young boy.
Yes.
Fascinated by toy soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Finally stepping into a world
yeah.
where he felt like he belonged.
And it's clear that his military service was transformative for him.
It was.
And that's just one chapter. In this multi-layered story.
It is.
Spare takes you on quite the journey.
It does.
Full of unexpected twists and turns.
Yes.
And we're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah.
Hopefully we piqued your curiosity enough to dive into the book yourself.
You definitely will not be disappointed.
At all. You know, it's fascinating how Harry's time in the army really shaped him.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about, you know, duty and service,
yeah.
but also about finding a sense of belonging.
Mm.
Like a brotherhood
yeah.
that maybe he had been searching for.
It definitely comes across in the book.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the challenges of maintaining privacy.
Right.
Even during training.
With the press always lurking.
Yeah, the ever-present press.
Always.
But it's the bond with his fellow soldiers that shines through.
It does.
Especially the Gurkhas. He speaks of them
yeah.
with such respect and admiration.
You know, those bonds forged in intense situations?
Yeah.
Can be incredibly powerful.
They can.
And there's this really vivid passage.
Okay.
Where Harry describes flying an Apache helicopter.
Wow.
Over London.
Wow.
Looking down at all the landmarks from
yeah.
above.
Oh, wow.
Almost like he's seeing his home.
Yeah.
Through this new lens.
Mm-hmm.
Almost detached in a way.
I bet that aerial view of London brought back a lot of memories.
I'm sure.
Especially the tragic ones.
Yeah.
And speaking of which.
Yes.
Harry does retrace his mother's final journey.
He does.
Through that Paris tunnel.
That whole section is so emotional.
Yeah.
He talks about the impact it had on him,
mm-hmm.
confirming some suspicions he had
yeah.
about that night.
Wow.
It's just a reminder
yeah.
that even for someone in the public eye,
mm-hmm.
some wounds run very deep.
It makes you realize that some things you just never really get over. And he's very open about his struggles with PTSD.
He is.
His yeah. therapy sessions.
Yeah.
The work he's done to heal.
It's a good reminder.
It is.
That seeking help
mm-hmm.
is a sign of strength.
Yes, it is.
Not weakness.
And, you know, the book doesn't just focus on duty and trauma.
Yeah.
There's also a lot about Harry's personal life.
Yes.
His relationship with Chelsea Davy, for instance.
Oh, Chelsea.
It's a recurring theme.
It is.
You see the ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
the pressures of dating someone in the spotlight.
Right.
And ultimately why it didn't work out.
Yeah, it's almost like a cautionary tale.
It is.
About the price of fame.
Yeah, you can just feel that weight of expectation,
mm.
how it strained their relationship.
And then comes Meghan.
Yeah.
Harry describes their meeting as almost fated.
Really?
Like this instant connection.
Wow.
That defied any expectations.
That's amazing.
The way he talks about their early days.
Yeah.
The trip to Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear how smitten he was.
You can almost sense a shift in his writing.
Yeah.
Like this lightness and joy
mm-hmm.
that wasn't there before.
And it's refreshing
it
how he portrays their relationship as a true partnership.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
two equals
yeah.
supporting each other.
Absolutely.
He admires her independence, her strength,
mm-hmm.
her willingness to challenge the status quo.
But their love story wasn't without its obstacles.
It wasn't.
To say the least.
Yeah.
The book goes into detail.
It does.
About the racist and intrusive treatment
yes.
Meghan faced.
From the British press.
It's shocking.
It is.
And disheartening.
To see how much they had to endure.
And you can feel Harry's anger and frustration at the lack of support from the royal institution.
Right.
And how it impacted their decision to step back.
That was a turning point.
It was.
Not just for them.
Right.
But for the whole monarchy.
I think so.
It really threw everything into question.
It did.
Tradition, duty. The role of the royal family in the 21st century.
There's a lot to unpack there.
There is.
And Harry doesn't hold back.
He doesn't.
He details the negotiations with the Queen.
Yeah.
The lack of security.
Mm-hmm.
The financial cutoff from Prince Charles.
Wow.
It's a raw, behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah.
At what went down.
It's clear that Harry felt trapped between his love for his family and his desire to protect his wife and children.
Yes.
And ultimately, he chose the latter.
He did. And that decision speaks volumes.
It does.
It highlights this recurring theme
of
finding your voice.
Yes.
Even when it means challenging the very foundation of your life.
Absolutely.
It's a powerful message.
It is.
About prioritizing personal happiness and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it means going against the grain.
Right.
And we're not even at the end of the story yet.
We're not.
There's so much more to explore.
So much more to uncover.
This is really just a glimpse into the complexity of Harry's journey, leaving everything you've ever known behind.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be easy.
Especially with that level of scrutiny.
Harry's really honest about the emotional toll of leaving the UK.
Yeah.
It's like this mix of relief and grief.
Right.
You know, starting a new chapter.
It is a complex feeling.
It is.
It's that, you know, sense of liberation, but also like a profound sense of loss.
Yeah. And he doesn't shy away from the challenges they faced.
He doesn't.
The lack of security, the financial uncertainty.
Right.
The constant media scrutiny.
It's a lot.
It's clear that breaking away came with a price.
It did.
But throughout it all, you sense this determination to protect his family.
With his wife and children.
Yeah, this fierceness to protect Mary.
It's stand by her side no matter what.
It's inspiring.
It is.
Makes you think about the choices we make. The things we're willing to fight for.
And that's what makes Spare so compelling. It's a personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
A family drama.
Yeah.
A commentary on the role of the monarchy.
Right.
In modern society.
It's a story that resonates on so many levels.
It really does.
It makes you question everything you thought you knew.
About Harry and the royal family.
It offers a glimpse behind the curtain.
Right.
Humanizes someone who has often been portrayed in a very specific light.
In a very specific way.
It challenges our perceptions.
It does.
Invites empathy.
And ultimately leaves us with a lot to think about.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Spare.
Yeah.
We're left with a lingering question.
Okay.
In a world obsessed with image and public perception, how much do we truly know about the people behind the headlines?
That's the question, isn't it?
Does reading Harry's story
change
your perspective on his life and the choices he's made?
We've only scratched the surface here.
We have.
Spare is a book
filled
with surprising anecdotes.
Yeah. Raw emotions.
And thought-provoking reflections.
We encourage you to explore it for yourself.
Absolutely.
Discover the full story.
Yeah.
And draw your own conclusions.
Who knows? You might just find yourself seeing the world.
The world.
And the people in it a little differently.
A little differently.